In your book, you also talk about the fact that noise can be a positive thing. Noise can make people smarter. How is that?
Yeah, George, that's one of the great ironies of noise. It's kind of a fuzzy thing. Noise is in general bad, but at the same time, it can be good. You know, and we can, as I said, deliberately inject noise into various signal systems, but it can help you in a lot of ways. If we just look at the individual neuron, the brain consists of about 100 billion of those, and of course, the rest of your central nervous system is made up of those. Those are on-off switches. They work pretty much on a binary basis. A lot of stuff is flowing into them, and they turn on or off. But in order to get it to turn on or off, you have to trip a threshold of activity. And there's a lot going on electrically and chemically with those neurons. It turns out if you add some noise, a noise is an unwanted source of energy. And so by adding a little bit of background noise, you can quite often raise that neuron above threshold and get it to fire. Because it's just sitting out there waiting for a signal, often that's trying to detect or some other function. And so a little bit of noise in that sense, and that noise can come from the outside, it can come from the stimulation from other neurons. One neuron, for example, in your brain typically sends messages to about 10,000 others. And that can raise things up. So one conjecture is that what happens when you listen to music, or for that matter, just listen to a lot of people talk, is that noise is energizing millions of neurons, really millions of neural networks inside the brain and having various effects. But a lot of us also find that you can simply improve your concentration. There have been various studies done that if you listen to music, at least music without words, that tends to improve your concentration. On the other hand, there are studies that if you're a physician in surgery, it probably won't help you to listen to anything that could distract you. I think it goes beyond that, George. My own experience is if you can listen, and for me in particular, if I can read or write with a lot of noise going on in the background, I feel as if I'm getting making my brain stronger so that when I do hit quieter moments, I get even more out of them. But what you don't want to do, I think, is turn your mind into a kind of hothouse flower that only works well, you can only concentrate, you can only read when it's perfectly quiet. And if I could just cite the famous story of Isaac Asimov, the great science fiction writer, he used to say, on that very point, you want to learn to write in crowded places, in subways, in bars, in restaurants, for that reason. You want your brain active, and you can deal with the background noise, not just in the quiet of your room, even though you may do that as well.
That is a good point. But what could be noise to some people may not be noise to others, right?
That's right. That's the great, in the book, the signal-noise duality. And a good example is someone listening to music that you don't like is signal to them, a preferred signal, and noise to you, an unpreferred signal. And this is the nature of it. But at root, it's forms of energy, which is ultimately what the universe is, forms of energy propagating around. But usually for our purposes, socially, it's sonic energy, although there are other forms of it.
When I was in my early days in television, I'm 19 years old, I'm working for an ABC television station in Detroit, and I'm just trying to learn everything. I'm trying to learn the news business, I'm trying to learn engineering, and I was with this old engineer, and he said, come here, I want to show you some stuff, and we were trying to get some feeds in and things like that from the network, and there was one monitor, Bart, that was just full of static, but there was no sound. And he kept saying, now this picture is a noisy picture. And I kept saying to myself, well, the sound isn't up. How does he know this is a noisy picture? And I asked him, and he says, no. In the video business, noise is the static. And so it has different definitions for different people.
That's exactly right. And that's often called spatial noise. And in the book, I have a picture to illustrate how noise can help. A picture of the famous image in signal processing and image processing called Lena. She was a Playboy playmate that someone digitized, and people now test their image processing algorithms on her, usually by trying to remove the noise from them. But if we take the image of Lena, George, without a lot of structure in it, and add to each pixel at random a bit of noise, you can see, going from left to right in the snapshots, that more features of Lena come out. You actually see her better. If you add too much noise, though, you lose her. But the noise is spatial noise. And I said there's many, many forms of that.